Josh Mills talks this year's Steelhead run. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
This year's 2018 run of Summer Steelhead up to Columbia has some glimmers of hope to it. After last year, 2017's historically low returns in both the A and the B run component of the Steelhead run, this year looks a little bit better. Still, our B run component, which are fish that has been 2 to 3 years in the ocean, are still in pretty solid peril, but better than last year. With them spending more time in the ocean, they were more subject to the North Pacific blob, which was the patch of warm water that really affected the biodiversity and the food web in the North Pacific, is where the salmon and steelhead tend to go. But there was great out-migration out of the Columbia drainages and snake drainages in 2016 and 2017, which allowed the smolts to get out to the ocean faster because they were forced out by court-mandated spill that lets the river behave as a river. And when they got out there, the blob was weaning, so therefore they had more food and more survivability. So this year's forecast is right around 180 to 200,000 fish, which is still well below the 10-year average of approximately 300,000 fish, both A and B run. As you watch the dam counts this year, you'll start to see fish are starting to accumulate and have a little bit more propensity to be passing through Bonneville Dam. If you look at the Fish Passage Center that the government maintains and shows what fish passage is, it looks like we're getting started here, and prime time should start happening pretty soon on the rivers like the Deschutes and the Klickitat.
If you're a steelhead fisherman, contribute to the Steelhead Coalition. Sportsman Spotlight.